New Testament Scripture Challenge. Jesus told a story about a shepherd who loved his sheep and searched for one that was lost. This year, you can learn more about Jesus' teachings in the New Testament. Each time you do the weekly reading on page 26, color in the space for that number. If you read every week, you'll finish by the end of the year. Print more copies of this chart at friend.lds.org.
Weekly Reading Suggestions for the New Testament. Week 1. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, and verses 57 through 80. Week 2, the birth of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Week number 3, the childhood of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 2, and Luke chapter 2, verses 21 through 52. Week number 4, the baptism of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and John chapter 3, verse 5. Week number 5, Jesus Christ was tempted by Satan. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Week number 6, Jesus Christ cleanses the temple. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 14, Luke chapter 19, verses 45 through 48, and John chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Week number 7, Jesus Christ calls his apostles. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19, Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 19, and chapter 16, verse 15, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. Week number 8, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 36. Week number 9, Jesus Christ teaches about prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29, chapter 11, verses 2 through 4, and 9 through 13, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. Week number 10, Jesus Christ heals the sick, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10 and 13, chapter 25, verses 34 through 40, Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45, Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 40, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54, and chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Week number 11, Jesus Christ and the Sabbath day, Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 13, Mark chapter 2, verses 23 through 28, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 17, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, and John chapter 5, verses 2 through 16. Week number 12, Jesus Christ used his priesthood power to bless others, Matthew chapter 14, verses 23 through 33, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, chapter 6, verses 33 through 44, Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 43, and Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Week number 13, Jesus Christ performed miracles, Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. Week number 14, the sower and the wheat and the tares, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, 18 through 30, and 37 through 43, Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20, and Luke chapter 8, verses 11 through 15. Week number 15, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son, Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14, and Luke chapter 15. Week number 16, the good Samaritan and the house built on the rock, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, chapter 22, verses 34 through 40, and Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49, and chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Week number 17, Jesus Christ heals 10 lepers and a blind man, Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19, and John chapter 9. Week number 18, The Good Shepherd. Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Week number 19, The Unmerciful Servant. Matthew chapter 6, verses 12, 14, and 15. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Week number 20, The 10 Virgins, the Talents, and the Widow's Mite. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13 and 14 through 46. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. And Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Week number 21, Jesus Christ raises Lazarus from the dead. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 46. Week number 22, Jesus Christ's triumphal entry and the Last Supper. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Luke chapter 19, verses 29 through 38. And chapter 22, verses 15 through 20. Week number 23, Jesus Christ in Gethsemane. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46, and John chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. Week number 24, Jesus Christ is betrayed, arrested, and tried. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16 and 47, chapter 27, verse 31, Luke chapter 22, verse 47, and chapter 23, verse 25. Week number 25, The Crucifixion and Burial of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 27, verses 32 through 66. Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Chapter 15, verse 13. And chapter 19, verses 13 through 42. Week number 26, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. Chapter 28, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 24. John chapter 20. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 and 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 and 6 and 22. Week number 27. Feed my sheep. Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and John chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Week number 28, The Day of Pentecost. John chapter 14, verses 25 through 27, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 24, 32 and 33, and 36 through 47. Week number 29, Peter the Apostle. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, chapter 16, verses 13 through 17, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, and 54 through 62. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, and 19 through 21. Chapter 4, verses 6 through 20, and chapter 5, verses 12 through 42. Week number 30. Barnabas, Ananias, and Sapphira. Stephen the Martyr. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Chapter 5, verse 10. Chapter 6, and chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Week number 31, Peter and Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, verse 1, and chapter 11, verse 18. Week number 32, The Conversion of Saul, Acts chapter 7, verses 57 through 60, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, chapter 9, verses 1 through 30, and chapter 26, verses 9 through 23. Week number 33, Paul's First Mission, Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 11, and 14 through 43. Chapter 14, verses 5 through 10. Week number 34, Paul's Second Mission. Acts chapter 15, verses 36 through 41, and chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Week number 35, Paul's Third Mission. Acts chapter 18, verse 23. Chapter 19, verses 1 through 7, 11 and 12, and 20. Week number 36, Jesus Christ will come again. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, Joseph Smith Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and 21 through 55. Week number 37, Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, chapter 8, verses 13 through 18, and 31 through 39, chapter 12, verses 3 through 21. Week number 38, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, chapter 12, verses 4 through 27, chapter 13, chapter 15, verses 20 through 22, and 40 through 42. Week number 39, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 18, chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, and chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. Week number 40, Paul's letter to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 2, verses 16 through 21, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Week number 41, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 12, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16, and chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Week number 42, Paul's letter to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 1, verses 2 through 11, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. Week number 43, Paul's letter to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 20, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 16. Week number 44, Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Week number 45, Paul's letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and 14 through 17. Week number 46, Paul's letter to Titus and Philemon, Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2. Philemon chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Week number 47, Paul's letter to the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Week number 48, Teachings of James, James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, chapter 3, verses 2 through 13, and chapter 5, verse 12. Week number 49, Teachings of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11, chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, chapter 4, verse 6, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. Week number 50, Teachings of John and Jude, 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, chapter 3, verses 10 through 18, chapter 4, chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, and chapter 20, verse 12. Week number 52, Come unto Jesus Christ, He is the light and the life of the world. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, John chapter 4, verses 3 through 14, chapter 6, verses 35 through 51, chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 14, verses 6 and 15. End of weekly reading suggestions for the New Testament. End of the article, New Testament Scripture Challenge, read by Van Farnworth and Wes Nelson.